To build production RAG with MCP connectors in 2026, put a single MCP boundary in front of your knowledge systems, expose red heavy retrieval through MCP primitives, and keep connector overhead inside your latency budget. MCP already gives you standardized red access through resources and standardized action access through tools, server concepts, resources spec. OpenAI's MCP server guide now documents a production path where a remote MCP server is attached to the response's API as an MCP tool, while Cloudflare's agent stack shows the complementary runtime pattern. Durable application state plus vector retrieval behind one boundary, OpenAI MCP server guide, Cloudflare agents. The part most teams miss is that MCP is not the retrieval algorithm. It is the control plane around retrieval. Your embeddings model, chunking policy, ACLs, metadata joins, and relevance evaluations still decide whether answers are good. What MCP changes is where that logic lives. Instead of every chat app, workflow runner, and agent framework wiring its own auth, discovery, and retrieval plumbing, one MCP server or connector layer can present the same knowledge surface everywhere. That is why the real production win is operational consistency, not protocol novelty. Use MCP resources for read-heavy retrieval, and tools only when the model must take action for production RAG. The default red path should look like data access, not like tool execution. MCP's own server model draws that line clearly. Tools are active functions the model calls to perform actions, while resources are passive, read-only data sources identified by URIs, server concepts. The resources spec then gives you the exact mechanics. Resources list for discovery, resources read for content fetches, URI templates for parameterized lookups, and optional subscriptions when the underlying data changes, resources spec. That maps well to RAG. A knowledge collection, schema file, policy document, or retrieval endpoint is usually read only from the model's point of view. If you model those as resources, the retrieval contract stays explicit. The client fetches context, and the model reasons over it. Save tools for active work such as re-indexing a corpus, kicking off a sync job, or hitting third-party systems exposed only as actions. Teams that wrap every retrieval step as a generic tool call usually end up with vague permissions and harder debugging. Keep your vector store and document ACLs behind one MCP boundary. The strongest production pattern is to hide your retrieval internals behind one connector layer. Cloudflare's RAG guidance is a good example. Use the agent's own SQL database as the source of truth, store embeddings in Vectorize or another vector database, query the vector index, then re-associate results with durable application data before returning context, Cloudflare RAG docs. The vector index should not be your whole application contract. It is one subsystem behind a stable interface. OpenAI's MCP server guide points in the same direction from the API side. The documented pattern is to expose private data through a remote MCP server, often backed by a vector store, then attach that server to the response's API with type. MCP, an explicit allowed tools list, and a require approval policy, OpenAI MCP server guide. In practice, that gives you a clean split. Use your own MCP server for proprietary retrieval logic, private indexes, document ACL enforcement, and metadata joins, while keeping the model-facing contract stable even when the storage stack changes underneath. This is also the security argument for MCP in RAG. When you keep retrieval behind one server boundary, you can enforce access policy there instead of duplicating it across SDKs and frontends. The resources spec explicitly calls out URI validation and access controls for sensitive resources, resources spec. The protocol repository itself is now the shared spec and documentation hub, which matters because the same contract can be implemented consistently across stacks instead of remaining a one-vendor feature, MCP repository. Cache discovery and budget transport latency, before you tune embeddings, most production RAG bottlenecks are not where teams first look. The 2026 MCP roadmap puts transport evolution and scalability at the top of the protocol agenda, including stateless scaling and well-known metadata for discovery. Because remote MCP usage only works well if the control plane can scale like internet infrastructure instead of a long-lived desktop session, 2026 MCP roadmap. If your connector layer adds more latency than the retrieval it fronts, The protocol is your bottleneck. OpenAI's MCP server guide exposes a practical control lever here too. Attach the server with a constrained allowed tools list and an explicit approval policy so the retrieval surface stays narrow and auditable before you touch chunk sizes or re-rankers. OpenAI MCP server guide. That does not eliminate transport overhead, but it does reduce avoidable server surface area and make failures easier to reason about. The production takeaway is simple. Measure P95 time from user question to retrieved context, not just vector query speed. A 40 ms ANN lookup does not help if you spend another 200 ms rediscovering capabilities or waiting on a badly placed remote server. The roadmap's emphasis on transport scale exists because protocol overhead becomes visible very quickly once retrieval moves off localhost. 2026 MCP roadmap. Judge production RAG on grounded answers and connector reliability. At the same time, a production RAG system succeeds only when the answers are grounded and the retrieval path is dependable. MCP helps with the second half by making the retrieval surface inspectable and repeatable, but it does not remove the need to evaluate answer quality. In practice, you should score both layers, whether the returned context was relevant enough to support the final answer, and whether the connector path stayed reliable under real traffic. That means tracking ordinary RAG questions alongside connector questions. Did the retrieved passages support the answer? Did the agent read the right resource or call the right connector? How often did auth fail, discovery retry, or context arrive too slowly to matter? MCP helps because standardized discovery, URIs, and server boundaries make those failures easier to isolate. When retrieval is fronted by one MCP layer, the failure modes become comparable. What to do next? Start by drawing the retrieval boundary before you optimize the retriever. Decide which red paths should be exposed as resources, which right paths deserve tools, and where you want auth and ACL enforcement to live. Then measure end-to-end latency from user question to grounded context so you can see whether the bottleneck is retrieval quality or connector overhead. If you want the implementation path after this architecture decision, start with course/MCP from first principles to production. Then go deeper with course/production, Agents Claude Agent SDK MCP connector. If you need multi-server deployment patterns, or map the retrieval boundary back to course/Gemini Enterprise Agents, for a contrasting enterprise agent runtime.